We're going to talk some San Diego baseball with Chris Haneke, who covers the Toreros for Examiner.com. Chris, let's start out. San Diego just swept Portland last weekend to all but wrap up the WCC championship for the regular season, and of course the NCAA bid that comes with that. They're 15-0 in conference play. How surprised are you that they not just won the series on the road, but they pretty much dominated it?
I'm extremely surprised. I think from the beginning of the year, especially when in the out-of-conference schedule, a lot of people were questioning if their big three starters would really be as good as they were expected to be. And the whole series against Portland kind of proved that they really can, in big situations, step up and deliver and really control the game. And even when the offense wasn't as great in the first two games, the pitching really kept them in it. And with it was Blair in the first game was actually, he was in, I think, a strike away even from a no-hitter. He had two outs, I know that. And then the next day, Solis, he was just as good. He went nine innings again. The week before, he'd thrown his first complete games, and they were so impressed but that he was able to go that long. And he did it again, so that was very impressive. And I think just the fact that the pitching is as good as it was is very, it makes them a very strong contender.
San Diego and Portland, the only two West Coast Conference teams that are above 500 overall for the season. So even with a 31-17 overall record, is San Diego that good, or is the rest of the conference just that bad?
That's definitely going to be one of the things that will be said about it. I think certainly the conference isn't the best conference. In the beginning of the year, I mean, USD, I think when it started, it had one of the most, the third most difficult conference schedule, mm-hmm. not conference schedule, hottest conference schedule. I think their RPI is like 18th now. So I think they've definitely been tested outside, and they weren't that great out of conference. But I think part of that was just they weren't really sure what team they were yet. They had a bunch of injuries last year, and they were still trying to figure out what they would get from certain guys on offense and how the pitching would react. And I think now they've been able to settle into the routine of having their big three go every weekend has certainly helped them. So I think as long as they can get in their comfort zone and have their guys ready to go, I think they can compete with just about anyone.
Well, and that kind of led me into what I was going to say next, because despite non-conference series wins over Rice and Coastal Carolina, San Diego's lost all eight games they've played against Fullerton, Irvine, Arizona State, really some of the big powers that you throw in UCLA. They haven't played them, but how do we gauge just how good they really are then?
I agree with that. I think in the beginning of the year, what I've noticed is just a lot of the pitchers, even the big three, especially A.J. Griffin, was not, he wasn't throwing as well as he is now. He wasn't looking his pitches as well, and I think some of that came with just not settling into that routine where it was the conferences, I mean, the schedule is more just sporadic, and they weren't able to get into it where every week they're going out there knowing that I'm going to go after this guy and I'm going to be able to face these guys. So but I do think that the fact that they lost those games is a little concerning. But the thing was with the Kelsey Fullerton games, a lot of them is when they're playing them on Tuesdays after these conference games, and they didn't have their big guys going and have these other pitchers.
Right.
And a lot of it is just trying to find, in those games, they're almost just seeing what other bullpen pitchers they can use. And that's been my biggest concern with them all year has been their middle relief, because I think their starting pitching is good enough to keep them in games, and I think they have a great closer in Matt Hauser, but their middle relief has been a little bit of a question mark. And in those games, that's what a lot of Cal State Fullerton and UC Irvine has seen is the middle relief, and that's why they've given up so many runs against them.
Yeah, good point, though, because if you're matched up at a regional, odds are it's going to be the number one, number two starter as opposed to a number four guy that, like you said, they see in the midweek. Now, they were pretty sluggish early in the season. Defense was a key culprit, a .966 fielding percentage still right now. Have they overcome some of the early defensive woes? Are they a better defensive team right now than they were early on?
I think they are. I think they're not the best they could be, but certainly they – in the beginning, I think the same thing came with it. It was just they were in bigger games, and I think a lot of that was just the pressure of it, and they weren't totally playing up to their full potential. I think they're a little bit better than that now.
Tell me about college baseball in San Diego. You had the Steven Strasburg factor last year and a lot of attention on San Diego State. This year it was more or less the attention on San Diego. Now, I realize it's a professional sports market there in San Diego. What's the support like for college baseball in that area?
obviously, even baseball with the Padres isn't even that much support. It's a football town for sure with the Chargers. But surprisingly, I still think San Diego State's the bigger team just because it's a bigger school and more people like to follow them because they got Tony Gwynn as the manager. But I think people are finally starting to come around. They're starting to see stuff in, like, our city newspaper about the Toreros. So it took 15-0 to do that, but I think people are finally starting to come around and see that, hey, maybe this team can compete and bring something to San Diego again.
All right. I'm going to finish up with some word association. I'm going to throw some different guys at you, and you tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with the head coach, Rich Hill.
He's been very impressive in his tenure here. He's had a winning record, I believe, every year. And last year was sort of his biggest test, and unfortunately, you know, that team had a lot of injuries, and that wasn't the best situation for him to be in. But I think this year he's done a really good job of building the team chemistry. Around campus, a lot of these guys are just they're all friends. They all hang out, and that's always a good thing to have on the team. And I think he's done a great job of just not only using his main three starters, but kind of getting the other guys' work and building them confidence throughout the year, so that by the time the regionals roll around, they'll hopefully be ready to compete and actually throw some better games.
How about starting pitcher Kyle Blair? You talked about him. He just missed the no-hitter last week.
Right. He's been incredible this year. In the beginning, actually, the first game against Indiana, I watched him and I saw him in the first game, and he wasn't totally impressive, and I was a little skeptical on that. But as the season's gone on, and he's been that guy every Friday to go out and start out the series, he's just been unbelievable. And unfortunately, I didn't get up to Portland, but from what I've seen when he's pitched down here, he's been as good as anyone. And he's actually, he was saying he might be as high as a late first round draft pick this year, so that's very impressive.
Outfielder Kevin Muneaux.
He's been a huge spark up at the top of the order. I think he's one of the most underrated guys in this lineup because he's just been really good at getting on base, and he leads the conference in stolen bases, and that's always what you need because if he can get on base, there's guys behind him. Chris Angle, who's got a 21-game hitting streak right now, and he's been really good at moving Muneaux over, and then you get to a guy like James Metter, who is defending a WCC Player of the Year. So if he can get on base and set things up for them, that's what they need because with this pitching, if they can get a few runs on the board, that's huge.
All right, sounds good. Great stuff with Chris Haneke from Examiner.com covering the San Diego Toreros. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you, sir.